Racism in Australia continues to be a persistent and unreported problem, according to new research. More than three quarters of participants in the study experienced racism across the board, but only around 15% reported these incidents accordingly. The study found one of the main reasons racism isn't reported is because Australians aren't aware of reporting options. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke to Associate Professor at the Institute for Sustainable Industries and Livable Cities at Victoria University, Mario Poica, to hear more about the research.
This is a big research program that consists of around four or five projects now. It started in 2019. It used to be a very place-based, and still is in some ways, a very place-based approach, starting with the idea that people who have experienced racism often don't know what to do next, how to get support and how to speak out and report it. So that was our starting point. And we tried to understand what communities really want, communities who face racism, what kind of support they would like to see, what they would like to access after an experience of racism, and then working basically with the communities to develop those services that are tailored to their needs. That was the starting point, and we've done this in three local areas across Melbourne, and then more recently a larger study that covers all of Victoria, and we've reached now up to 1,400 people from diverse backgrounds.
Now, the report says that only 15.5% of people reported some sort of racism within an organization. Were you surprised about the results from this research?
Surprised? I'm not sure that I was surprised. The starting point for this kind of work was the assumption that reporting rates are very low, and it's not that we are the first ones who note that. So there's international research that shows that racism is rarely reported. But then, on the other hand, 15.5% of people who have ever reported any incident of racism is pretty low. So in that sense, I was almost a bit, I wouldn't say shocked, but yes, this was an eye-opener and certainly something that needs to be addressed.
As I mentioned before, only 15.5% of the participants reported a racist incident. What are some of the reasons Australians don't report racism at all, do you think?
Okay, so what we've learned from the study, from those studies, is that the most obvious reason is the one that everyone jumps to, and it seems very intuitively clear. Many people don't know where to report and how to report. That's certainly an important barrier, but it is not the most important one, according to what we found or what communities have been telling us. Overall, there's the perception that reporting racism is a very onerous exercise, activity. To do that, it takes a lot of emotional energy, time, possibly even money, energy, risk-taking, like the risk or the fears of not being believed or that there might be negative consequences to make things even worse. So it's seen as a very high cost exercise, a very high cost activity to report. So that's one part of the equation. The other one is that there's very little hope that something would change. So reporting is seen as on the one hand, a high cost, but then a low outcome activities.
Now, you mentioned in your article in the conversation about the support networks, about, you know, speaking against racism. How important are these support networks in speaking out against racism and to the multicultural community out there, and also First Nations communities too?
That's right, yeah. So those networks, they were established through community engagement or by community organizations and multicultural and other service providers. So this is something that comes from the bottom up. They were developed in response to what those 1,400 people across the different research studies that we did, what they expressed as the needs that they have. So the networks are set up in a way to address the community needs. It should be clear that if you want to deliver community services, they should be aligned with what people actually expect and what kind of services they would like to see. And that's what the networks are doing. So they are low trusted community organizations. They are locally based. People know them. They trust them.
It looks like reporting racism, according to the research and from your article in the conversation, seems to be very complex at this point. How can we start normalizing these reporting incidents, you think?
Yeah, that's right. So reporting, we don't even talk about reporting that much anymore. We often use the term speaking out because reporting sounds very technical and it doesn't really center the person who experienced the incident of racism. So we're trying to change sort of the conversation around what it even means that racism happens, that we need to listen to each other. It's not a taboo. It shouldn't be a taboo conversation. If we want to work towards improving society, addressing social harms and problems that we no doubt have in society, we have to be able to talk about racism.
Associate Professor from Victoria University, Mario Poika there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.